I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
A bunny made her weepy and Teddy made her sleepy. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Lisa Rinna and Sutton Strack now. Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home. I'm Andy Cohen, and you won't believe this, but my horoscope predicted hitting the Shotsky and messiness tonight. So this show was written in the stars. Joining me from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's Lisa Rinna and Sutton Strack. Hey ladies.
Hi Andy.
Hi.
Hi.
Yay.
Lisa, I saw you towards the beginning of quarantine. How are you doing?
You know, I'm so far so good, Andy. What can I say? You know, we've been in here for 11 weeks.
Yeah. And Sutton, how are you doing? How are you enjoying the show being on and people getting to know you?
Oh, I love watching the show. I think it's been great so far. I think it's good because I'm sort of stuck in my house. So I get to like gently enter the universe after this show has come out. So I'm a bit safe, I think, right now.
Yes, you are. No parking tickets in West Hollywood. No danger of those either, right?
No, I haven't left my house, so I can't get any parking tickets right now. But if I did, if I could leave, I will get one.
Yes.
No doubt.
Well, Rinna and Sutton, you both have unique taste, even if it perfectly matches your friend's unique taste in pink blazers from time to time. So I'd love to see your favorite ensembles. It's time to open your vault. Rinna, you go first. What'd you bring?
I brought a little something iconic. Look at what's written on the hanger.
What does it say? Iconic?
Iconic.
Oh my God, that's what you wore to my baby shower, right?
This is the baby shower outfit, and everyone thinks it's a jumpsuit. It was a bodysuit and pants.
Wow. Oh.
Bodysuit and pants.
Wow, that is iconic.
It really is.
I love it. Sutton, what did you bring? Who designed that, Lisa?
It's Kushni. Kushni.
Okay. Kushni. What'd you bring, Sutton?
Well, I brought some couture, of course.
Okay.
So and I thought some sparkles would be good to see. This is I love this dress. It's so good. Yes, it's a little princess tiara. I think it's called the tiara dress. Isn't it pretty?
Who made that?
Me.
Alexi Mabille. And okay. I wore this to an American Ballet Theater gala. And it's so pretty. He's so good. I love him. Wow. We'll just toss it on the floor now.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that. Well, Sutton, you caused a stir when you said that your first impression of Teddy was that she was boring. So grab your ladle and get ready to churn, because we're getting all of your first impressions. Oh, it's time for Sutton Lee Say More. I'm going to ask you questions about your co-stars. Pick between the bobbing heads of Teddy, Garcelle, Erica, Kyle, Lisa, Doreen, and Denise. Whose style impressed you the most when you first met everybody?
I'm going to say Doreen.
Which wife made you laugh the most?
Probably
me.
Lisa. Calm down. Yeah, I'm going to say Lisa.
Which housewife struck you as being the messiest?
Oh, like personality-wise? Probably me, I would say. I'm going to have to choose myself. I was probably a little messy at first.
Which wife was the most welcoming and who was the least welcoming in the group?
Well, I think that's a tie. I think Kyle and Erica were both really welcoming. Erica, that first night, was like, come sit with me, which I really appreciated. Least receiving, I'm going to go with Teddy.
Okay. Aside from Dorit, who's guiltiest of not letting the mouse go?
It might have. I don't know. I think Dorit's like the worst of not letting any mice go. She's the big cat in the game right now.
Do you think that if Dorit hadn't brought up what your issue had been with Lisa's makeup artist at the table, do you think it all would have gone smoothly that night?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We had fun. We were having a nice time at their event. I was prepared to have a nice dinner, and it just didn't go down like that, unfortunately.
Who's the most fun drinking buddy in the group?
Oh, it might have to be Denise.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Sutton. We appreciate your opinions, as always. Lisa, we know that you own it, but when it comes to offering an apology, do you ever think you owe it? It's time to play Do You Regret It? I'm going to read off some of your past behaviors. Tell us if they make you feel remorseful. Do you regret letting Kim Richards anger you to the point of smashing a wine glass in Amsterdam?
No.
Do you regret confronting Yolanda about Munchausen's?
Yes.
Do you regret calling Kim Richards a lunatic, addict, and rabid dog?
No.
Do you regret getting so upset with Sutton for saying that she was going to freak out at the DNA event when she ended up not doing anything?
No.
Do you regret your treatment of Dorit on the Hong Kong junk boat and asking her if people were doing coke in her bathroom?
No.
Do you regret Rinna Jane calling Kim Richards to see you next Tuesday?
No.
Do you regret coining the term "own it, baby"?
No.
Do you regret ever purchasing the bunny for Kim Richards?
No.
All right. Thank you very much. Very good. We got some pointed regrets and some pointed not regrets. I just want to point out, I knew both of you would be dressed tonight, so I am wearing a tie for you both because I wanted to zhuzh it up, especially for Sutton's first appearance in our virtual clubhouse. Okay, we have some burning questions. Rinna, RHOBH poll said, have you apologized to Sutton for siding with Dorit now that you saw Dorit exaggerate Sutton's flip out comment?
Sutton and I have worked through that, and I would say, yes, I think I did in my own way, didn't I, Sutton?
Yes. Yes.
Sutton, isn't Dave One wants to know what your tagline would have been this season?
Well, I think this season, what I'm going to make it is just for myself, is I have lots of diamonds, but there's always room for one more.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Rinna, Audrey K wants to know, who do you think looked the best in their pink blazer, you, Erica, or Garcelle?
I think Erica did, hands down.
Really?
I do. I do. She looked really fabulous.
Aisha C said, Sutton, where do you and Teddy stand right now? Did you send her a baby gift?
Yes, I sent her a baby gift. Yeah, Teddy's great. We it took us a minute, but she's lovely.
Andrea L, for both of you, Garcelle said Kyle's outfit was hideous at Erica's house. Did you two think it was ugly?
I did not at all. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, cute.
Oh, okay. I can't tell what Sutton really thought. I know. For both of you, Happy by the Sea 21, do you share Dorit's annoyance about Teddy and Kyle's friendship? Do you think it's a little codependent? Do you feel like Kyle's freak out at Erica's house was warranted?
Sutton, would you like to go first?
Well, I don't get the whole, I don't know all the past history, so I don't think they have a weird relationship at all. I do think that night it was a lot coming on to Kyle, and I was trying to figure out why. I didn't get the dynamics at that point.
Lisa?
I think that it's really fun to make fun of their relationship. I think that it's fun to goat them because it makes them crazy. So that's the truth. I think it's really fun to say they've had therapy and that kind of stuff because it does make them crazy and it's kind of fun.
Rinna, Francis S. said, Lisa, you gave Kyle a hard time for not defending you when you had issues with her sister, but wouldn't you want your daughters to have each other's backs?
Yes, here's the thing. That was the wrong example for me to make, and I should never have said that, and I apologized for it because that's blood, and that was really stupid of me to say. It just was.
Another regret from Rinna.
Yeah, but I apologized, and I've apologized mm-hmm. for both of my regrets, so you know that's really all you can do.
By the way, I got a glimpse of Harry Hamlin before we went on the air tonight, and you two are kind of rocking the same haircut right now, which is...
I know.
And actually, now that I think about it, I think that I just want to show this picture. I texted it to Rinna the other day, just of Ben, because Ben was sporting a Rinna haircut. I mean, that's a Rinna that he's sporting right there, right?
It's so cute. Like all three of us have the same haircut, Harry, Ben, and myself.
And it works. It's so versatile. Well, Lisa and Sutton, whether your co-stars are rocking couture or ready to wear, your fashion opinions are always ready to air. So I'm going to show you both outfits worn by Beverly Hills Housewives throughout the seasons. Tell us if each one is couture or total bore. And by couture, we just mean fabulous, not actually handmade by couture.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yes, obviously. Okay. Lisa Rinna's sailor-inspired two-piece.
That was a look, honey. You say it, Sutton.
Sutton, what do you think?
I gotta go bore.
Okay, yeah, all right.
That's really okay. Me. That look was not me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How about Dorit's thigh-high purple boots and oversized shirt dress?
I like her other things.
I'm going bore.
Boring, but okay. I like her other things better.
Okay. What about Eileen's denim jumpsuit?
Love couture.
She's cute in this. Yeah, she's cute couture.
Okay, Kyle's gold shorts and cutout sleeves.
I love this.
Kyle's gonna kill me. I'm gonna go bore.
Okay, Rinna can't get a hold of her laughter. What about Teddy in a barely there lace romper?
Oh, I liked that. I thought that was brave. That was her first look on the show.
Really?
I was like, damn girl, yeah.
Well, she looks great, so it's not boring.
No, I like that.
Okay, what about Erica's Banji Girl confessional?
Fabulous. Couture.
Boring, not boring. Couturing.
Okay. What about Camille's beachy 70s top?
I think this is pretty.
I do too. I mean, she looks really good. So let's give it to her. Yeah.
We'll go couture.
Dorit's gold-plated hair and matching dress. So we remember this one.
Oh, my God. This was everything.
Couture.
I got to go couture now. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Denise's romper wedding dress.
I'm going to have to say that was not couture. I was cute, but, you know.
Yeah, we're going with cute.
We're going cute.
Okay, what about Kim Richards' high pussy bow blouse?
Oh, I love that.
I love that. Actually,
She did some iconic interviews in that top. What about Dana Wilkie's iconic $25,000 sunglasses? What do you think?
Yes, yes, couture.
Okay.
Say whatever you want, Sutton.
It's a pair of sunglasses. I don't know.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, ladies. That was fun. I like that. I really like that. Now, Rinna, Ming Ming Cherry said, after the way Teddy chastised all the girls for ganging up on Kyle at Denise's, why did the group sit there quietly while Sutton was being verbally attacked by Dorit and not try to stop Dorit?
I have to think about it for a second. There was a lot going on. My mom was there. Lois was there. I don't know why, to be honest with you. I think we were all just listening. We were all trying to figure out what was going on.
Sutton Kina G said, Dorit totally came for you at dinner last week. What's the current state of your friendship?
Friends. I mean, you know, I didn't get to spend a lot of time with Dorit, so I don't, there's not much, there wasn't a lot of one-on-one time with us.
Got it. But what is your, by the way, Sutton, you have how many kids?
Three.
You have three kids. How old are they?
They're 13, 16, and now 18, all with me in the house.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't have enough food.
We do not see them on the show because...
It was a decision that my ex-husband made, and I have to respect it. You know, we're co-parenting, and he was pretty adamant. So, you know, there you go. It's too bad because I love being with my kids, and it shows a different part of my personality, I think.
Well, so. I was going to say, because we see, I happen to have seen you from your, from when we put you on tape before the show aired. So I think there are different sides of you that the viewer isn't seeing because they're not seeing your kids and your family life a little bit. So I just want, what do your kids think of the show or of you being on it?
Yeah, it's so funny, especially my oldest two. They love watching it. We watch it together. My son, Philip, was like, Mommy, you're so savage. I am. I didn't mean to be.
Were you... Sutton, have you, as you watched and you see how you came in guns blazing and very full of opinions, which I love, by the way, and I think it's really, you know, interesting and it's honest and real. When you watched it back, were you surprised at yourself or was there anything that you wish that you hadn't shared or said?
No, I mean, I think with the pregnant thing, like saying, like, and she's pregnant. That I wish I hadn't said. I was really just joking and didn't mean it in a hurtful way and didn't know that Teddy had had problems before getting pregnant. So I didn't. That's the one thing that I'm like, oh, Sutton. That's, you know, yeah, that one hurt.
Lisa, what was your reaction to the way Aaron was playing to the room at that dinner party at Kyle's that night?
Well, I couldn't see him. I was sitting on the same side. So, you know, when you can't see somebody, I just was listening so intently. And I was just really trying to figure out what he was talking about.
Lisa, DRPMX tweeted, what did you think of your 18-year-old daughter, Amelia, saying she needed a drink at the DNA event?
Have you ever been 18 yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sutton, Jenny R emailed, as the newbie, do you agree with Kyle that the group is full of fake ass bitches?
There's a few I've noticed. There's a few.
Okay.
I didn't know at first, you know, I'm just watching like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Rinna, we got some tweets wanting to know what you make of Denise saying she will be at the reunion despite what you and Kyle thought.
Well, I what I will say is I'll believe it when I see it. When I see everybody at that reunion, I'll be like, okay.
Really? So you think there's a chance still that she may not show up?
Well, listen, I don't know. I mean, she didn't show up to some things. And so, you know, she told me she was going to be at something that she didn't come to. So... how can I know for sure?
Okay.
I mean, all right. I'm sure she's going to be there, but like, you know, anything.
You'll believe it when you see it, right?
I believe when I see it.
Okay. Well, it's time for a segment called Watch Who's Helping Live, where we spotlight the people and causes we're supporting during these tough times. Tonight, I want to shout out Unilever's United for America movement for helping to deliver food, medical supplies, hygiene products, and critical supplies to organizations on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Cool. Unilever, the makers of Dove, Hellman's, Vaseline, and more, will launch their first annual Day of Service tomorrow by donating millions of products to frontline aid organizations like Feeding America and Direct Relief, and their employees will be donating their time virtually volunteering with a number of organizations. You can join in and even send a thank you note to volunteers on the front lines at weareunitedforamerica.com. Thank you for that. Tonight's moment of mazel comes from our friend Amy Phillips, who's channeled a few of your favorite Real Housewives to show you how they're staying sane in isolation.
Okay, you know what? During this pandemic, it's important to keep exercising. Feel the burn.
Catch up on housework. Ah, PK, my pony.
Try and stay social. Have a conversation with your neighbors through the window.
Put your mask on, you f***ing idiot pig, slut, idiot jerk, tork, bitch.
I feel like connecting with your friends, and I feel like Brandy, and I feel like Travis, and I feel like homeschooling, and I feel like washing your vegetables, and I feel like sanitizing, and I feel like social distancing, and I feel like TikTok, and I feel like... fart jokes.
Pamper yourself, honey. Pamper. Woo.
Thank you, Amy. To see the full clip, head to our Instagram or YouTube channel. I want to thank Lisa and Sutton for being here. Tomorrow night, Ramona Singer and Pamela Anderson. Oh, my God. We'll see you tomorrow night, everybody. Thanks, Sutton. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, everybody, it's The After Show with Lisa Rinna and Sutton Strack. How far do the two of you live from each other in LA, by the way?
Not far,
maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sutton, you live in Bev Hills, Bel Air?
I live in Bel Air.
Nice. Lisa, how long have you lived in your house?
I've been here 28 years.
Wow.
Really? Oh my
God. You believe that?
You love it?
I love this house. I mean, I really do. You know, I've never lived in a house. I mean, I lived in apartments. And wow. I moved into Mary's house and I never left.
So this
I'm still
was
waiting
Harry.
On my invitation to come, but I've never been invited.
Oh, look at that shady. Okay.
Is that shade? I'm just telling the truth.
All right. Well, as soon as the corona's over, I'll have you over.
Yay. Lisa, what feet does your house have? Do you have a pool?
No, we don't have a pool right now. We have a pool that's covered over. Long story short, the power pole is over the pool that we want to redo. So until we get the power pole down, we have plans to put the pool in again, but we
Got
had
it.
And before that, the kids were young and I was too paranoid to have a pool. So I kept it covered.
That's oh, wow.
Of the pool. Aww.
Do you have a jacuzzi?
We did, but we covered that over too. I was too scared that they would drown.
Sutton, what features does your home have? I'm so curious now. I'm living vicariously through you.
No, it's got normal. Got a pool, got a jacuzzi. have a gym. Not, but Lisa's gym is prettier than mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because yours is like open and airy. Mine's in the basement. Like,
so
where
Lisa, if you have a gym, why do you, it seems like I always see paparazzi pictures of you working out elsewhere.
I know. I'm not a gym person. We have a gym, but I like to take a class and I like to get out. It's just, I know it's silly, but it's true.
So you moved into that house. It was Harry's house. So did Harry live there with any of his exes? And did that freak you out at all?
No, he built it with his first wife and then they got divorced. And then his second wife would not live in this house. She refused to live in this house. So he moved out and lived with her. And then when they broke up, he moved back in and I was like, I don't care. I'll live in your house.
So wait, was that his house with Ursula Andress?
No, with Laura Johnson was his first wife. Ursula was his baby mama.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I just need to know. Thank
I know.
You.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Now, Sutton, do you know Lisa Vanderpump? Have you ever met her or do you know
her? No, I've never met her. Never met her. I know.
And Rinna, any more Vanderpump run-ins for you?
No.
No?
None.
Wow. None. All right.
My store is like a block away from her couple of restaurants, and I still have never seen her like in the neighborhood ever. Wow.
What's your store called, Sutton?
It's called Sutton, so I don't forget the name. It's very easy to recollect.
And how long has it been open?
We opened in September.
And okay, so you're closed right. And are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's been really fun. And it's fun to do the buying. Like Lisa knows all of this because it's fun. It's like going to a candy store. And we also have it's all like little things. So it's fun.
The bummer is that you haven't been able to get the Beverly Hills Housewives boost that you would have gotten once the show started airing, you know? So hopefully when everything opens back up, people will start coming to see the store.
It's just enjoy. It's a small store, so it's not like, you know, we don't need Matt, but it's hopefully like a destination to come and just kind of relax and enjoy the art and, I don't know, see beautiful things.
Awesome. Well, you two are beautiful things, and I thank you for joining me today. This was really fun. Have a great night, everybody. And for more, click around BravoTV.com.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.